City Planning Board, May 23rd, 2022.
At this time, the April 23rd or May 23rd meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. We'll rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the Board Administrator please call the roll?
Jay Cook?
Here.
Roman Zabihach?
Here.
Commissioner Langraff?
Here.
Commissioner Kriebel is absent. Tom Salpin is absent. Lorraine Salata?
Here.
Mike Gleason?
Here.
Dan Smith III?
Here.
Peter Tacco?
Here.
Tim Coop?
Here.
Greer Glasgow?
Here.
Wendy Bartlett is absent. And Don Siglin is absent.
Okay. This time, we have the adoption of minutes from the last meeting. Are there any changes or amendments to said minutes? If not, hearing so, may I have a motion and second for adoption, please?
I'll make the motion for adoption.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. There are three resolutions this evening. We'll adopt them as one group. They are P22 of 2022, P23 of 2022, and P24 of 2022. Are there any changes or amendments to those resolutions?
Just a question on P24. We didn't hear that. They withdrew the application.
Yeah, they withdrew it.
On P24? Mariah, 16.
But if there's still testimony provided, though.
Yeah, they withdrew, so there is no resolution. There is no resolution. It's just 22 and 23.
Okay, so it's there is 22 and 23, even though they had testimony. Okay, so the resolutions will be P22 and P23 for adoption. Are there any changes or modifications? Hearing none or seeing no request, may I have a motion for adoption of both?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. They are hereby adopted. This evening, there were originally three applications spec for this evening. There's one that's 103 South Newport Avenue. I'll let our solicitor address that.
Yeah,
it's not going to be heard this evening.
That, if anyone's here for that, that won't be heard tonight. They pushed this off several times, so the attorney contacted me today to say, I'll renotice it because we've kind of extended them enough courtesy. So it's probably going to be the second June. It's not going to be June 8th. I think probably the second June meeting, but it's more of an informal. So
right.
And got two tonight.
For tonight, we're going to do the 20 North Lafayette first, and then we'll do the Atlantic Avenue next. So if you come forward, be prepared to go. You're up.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to recuse myself for this first application.
Okay. Let the record reflect that we have a recusal, and he is leaving the board. And it's Peter Tacco. Okay. Let's have your people all be sworn, please. And who's going to be testifying? So be up so you can be sworn. Do you want to get the preamble?
Yeah, whoever's going to speak, we can just go down the line, say your name and address, and I'll swear everyone in together.
Andrew Berg, 20 North Lafayette, Ventnor, New Jersey.
Kathy Berg, 20 North Lafayette, Ventnor, New Jersey.
Okay. Brad Barker, Studio 513 Arkansas.
And Rami?
Rami? Okay.
Okay. And do you each swear affirm the testimony you're going to give tonight will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Let the record reflect you. I haven't seen you before. You are a licensed architect in state of Jersey. Rami, we know. So we step to your, we will stipulate to your qualifications. You're accepted. Okay, at this time, we'll have Roger McLaren sworn.
Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. You swear affirm the testimony you're going to give tonight would be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Rami, you a planner too? I always forget. Engineer?
Yes, I am. Engineer and planner. I'm governing for NDI.
And Rami, Roger's going to give a preamble first, and then you'll take the whole thing through.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Roger, please begin.
Thank you, Board Chairman, Board members. The report is based on the application of Andrew and Kami Berg, 20 North Lafayette Avenue, Block 131, Lot 17, seeking C variances located in the R4 Single Family Zoning District. Preliminary firm zone elevation 9. Substantial benefit variance. Materials reviewed on the bottom of page 1. Plan reviewed on page 2. Project description, the applicant proposes to elevate an existing single-family home above base flood elevation plus 3, which is DFE, which triggers variances for existing non-conforming setbacks plus an expansion of the same. The applicant is also demolishing the existing detached garage and provide parking below, which is permitted by the city, with conditions. Lot coverage requirements are being met, brought into compliance as well as flood compliance. The zoning chart is on page 3, highlights some of the variances, well, actually all the variances that are needed. And it continues in summary on page 4. The variances are as follows. Front yard setback principal structure, whereas the minimum front yard setback within the R4 zone is 12 feet. 11.8 feet exists and 11.8 feet is proposed. It's an expansion of a non-conforming setback. Same thing with the deck, whereas the minimum front yard setback within the R4 zone is 7 feet, which is a 5-foot encroachment. 2.7 feet exists and 2.7 feet is proposed. And again, similar to the other one, it's an expansion of a non-conforming setback. Again, they're just taking what they have, lifting it up past BFE plus 4, which triggers these variances. Side yard setback, the principal structure on the right, whereas 4 feet is required setback. 3.3 feet exists and 3.3 feet is proposed. Side yard setback on the right with the steps, whereas 4 feet is a required setback and 0.06 feet is proposed. Side yard setback on the steps on the left side, whereas 4 feet is required, 3.2 feet is proposed. Landscaping front yard, whereas the minimum coverage for front yard landscaping is 5%, 1.6% exists and 1.3% is proposed. I think with a little bit of finagling, they could probably make that work and that variance go away. Landscaping shrub total, again, it's based on 38 linear feet. They need 19 shrubs and none are proposed. Again, that could be complied with pretty easily. Curb cut width, minimum maximum curb cut width is 18 feet, 20 feet is proposed. If they want to continue with that variance, it's fine. Otherwise, I believe they can cut 2 feet off of that and comply. And minimum length from curb line for driveway, whereas the minimum distance to an intersecting curb line to count as a parking space is 30 feet and less than 29 feet is proposed. Again, that they could seek that variance, which I would have no argument granting that variance, as there is adequate room for the parking space. They are seeking a waiver for the landscape plan. Comments are in the report based on off-street parking requirements. Again, that shows the conditions required for parking below, which has been quite successful in this city because these narrow lots, it's really only place you can park is underneath the building. One street tree is recommended. Garage governorship is possible. I believe that's new concrete, so maybe the city would waive that. That's pretty much it. This is not an unusual application that we've seen here in the city in the past 7-8 years. Again, I'll turn it over to Rami to provide testimony.
Okay. Are you complete?
I am.
Rami, do you concur with Roger's report?
I'd rather Mr. Berg just say a couple of words and I'll...
Good evening. I'm Roger Berg.
Roger's report?
I'm sorry?
Do you concur with Roger's report?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead.
No problem. Andrew Berg, own 20 North Lafayette Vetner. We bought it in 2013, so we've owned it for about 9 years now. We are looking to put an addition on the back of the home and then raise the home to above base flood level, which raised, triggered these variances. Most of them are existing conditions that we're just looking to raise the house to the flood level, the current flood level.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
My partner prepared the plan, so I'm familiar with it. And we're raising the house, base flood elevation plus 3 is 12, raising this to 16.5, so it's about 4.5 feet above what's allowed without getting any variances. So we can have a parking under the house. One thing, there's an existing nonconformance that we made better, which is the existing coverage. The existing coverage is 90.5%. With this proposal, we removed the building from the back, we increased the impervious, so we brought the lot into compliance to 70, I believe like 71%. So it's, we eliminated one of the existing nonconformances with this application. Just to go over the existing nonconformances, as Roger stated, they're actually correct. We're not exaggerating the front yard setback or the side yard setback for the house. We are reducing the landscaping in the front. Currently, it's 1.6%. You're required to have 5, but we are 1.3% because we need to create a driveway that gets into the garage, so that reduces the open space. The other variances relate to the steps, because when you raise the house, you need to be able to get to the structure. You need to be able to get to the house, so you have to have steps, and there's no room except to the side by the front. So that would create a need for a variance, for accessory variance, to be 3.2 feet comparing to 4 on the left side of the property line. On the right side of the property line, there are steps to go to the second floor so they can come down and enjoy the backyard. As you see, the majority of the backyard is left open space. Currently, you have garage, concrete, and you have some open space. So now we have the majority of the backyard would be open space. So we're proposing to have steps on the side. From a slider door, they can come downstairs and keep the backyard free. Otherwise, you'll lose another 4 feet from the backyard, so it makes it really unusable. Now, it's not like a nice rectangular shape. These are the variances. One of the other thing we had discussed is to reduce the curb cut. I agree with Roger, we can reduce it to 18 feet. That would not be an issue. So we don't seek that variance.
For the record,
yes, sir.
We're going to reduce the curb cut
to 18 feet.
To comply.
To comply.
So
yes.
That is being
correct. There's no variance required.
Okay, there's no variance required.
We still requesting the variance for 29 feet comparing to 30, the distance, which is really de minimis. And with all the cars, that I don't see that being an issue at this point, but just it's up to the board to grant the variance. And one thing in Roger's report about the landscaping, that we're required to have, I believe, 19 shrubs because of the frontage of the property. We'd request a variance to have them on the side instead of the front.
They could be throughout the property.
Okay, then they will be in compliance because we're proposing to have shrubs on the side of the property line. So the 19 shrubs won't be a problem. So we'll be in compliance with that requirement also.
Well, half of those would have to be in the front. So if you need 19, you got to put 10 up front. Can you fit 10? Probably not.
I think it might be difficult to have them in the front, but we would have them from the steps back. I mean, I don't have the room in the front to have the shrubs, but we'll put the 19 shrubs, but we'd request a variance to have them on site, not in the front, along the front property line, if that's acceptable.
I think the board will be satisfied with that request.
I
think so, because the city just cemented up, so.
Yes, yes. That's,
there's not much room to
so
do
this is the other issue. They just put the concrete, the curb, gutters, paving, not paving, they're working on the paving.
Oh.
They milled the area, so.
So that variance goes away.
Right.
Robbie, could you restate that, saying that the variance goes away?
Yes, yes, sir. The variance goes away because we're proposing to have 19 shrubs along the side property line.
Right.
So in compliance with the requirements.
So you're in compliance.
It'll be in the side yard instead of the front.
The side yard, not the front, yes.
It still needs relief, just not all of it.
Relief to have it to the side, not the front.
10 are supposed to be in the front, is that correct?
Yes.
Can you do 10 in the front?
I don't think we have the room, sir, because the way the house sits and the driveways and everything else is really going to be tight, and that the house is too close to the property line as it sits today.
A waiver.
Could be a waiver, but you know what?
Let's do a variance.
Keep it as a variance.
Yeah. All right. Okay, please continue.
I mean, we might be able to add a couple of shrubs toward the front, but we're not going to be able to comply 100%. So I'd rather have the variance to allow us to have them on the side. And if we're able to, I mean, the owner benefits from having a beautiful landscaped yard and house. I mean, it's to his benefit. If he's going to add the landscaping, they can try to put in the front if they could.
Perfect.
All right. And these are the variances we were requesting. We just went through it again. At this point, I don't see any negative to this project, number one. We're taking a... So there's no negative because you're not increasing the number of units, you're not adding new homes, it's existing house, you're just bettering the situation. And you're improving the purposes of the act by to secure safety from fire, flood, panic, and other natural and man-made disasters. This is a classic situation. You're taking a bad condition and you're making it better by raising the house to ensure that there will be no damage from any future floods, hopefully none in the future.
So that old two-car garage that was in the back, that was pretty much unusable, correct?
Yeah.
Couldn't even get to it, at least one side.
If the property's fenced off, so you can't get the garage. It's only storage.
So this parking configuration is probably much better than it was.
Oh, significantly.
It's usable.
Right.
And what has happened to that building? That's that garage?
Yeah, we're tearing the garage down. Yeah.
It's being demolished in the back.
For the record, so you're tearing it down?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, sir. That's our presentation.
So they have four spaces available. They only need three.
Right. So that's it. Are you complete?
I'm complete, James.
Do you have any other witnesses? Or are you, that's your total?
That's our presentation, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to open up to the public then. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to comment on this particular application? Hearing none, there are no requests. And seeing no requests, the public portion is now closed on this application. Roger, do you have anything further to add?
No, I think it's a good project.
Do you have anything further to add, Rami?
No, sir.
Board members, do you have any questions of the applicant?
I don't know if it's something we should be concerned about or not. On the side yard setbacks, you know, to have accessibility around the house. On the one side, there is really no accessibility because you have stairs on both sides. And on the left side, you have, just like a little over 3 feet. On the other side, you really don't have anything. So that's my only concern for emergency equipment. To have it accessible.
Lorraine, I think they can walk under that because that's going up to the second floor. And then that, it's open.
And that's only, it's open?
That part's open at grade.
Yeah, okay.
So they can walk around.
Yeah, the back portion under the landing, they can walk through.
Okay.
So where's the shower then?
The shower's underneath the stairs.
So in the exact location is the landing?
The top.
Right, so then you can't walk underneath. There's a fence line right there on the neighbor's property. You got half a foot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was the same concern I had, Lorraine.
Yeah, because we like to have 3 feet.
You got to have access around the building. You can't have zero.
Yeah.
Half a foot, zero.
We'll move the shower to create that.
That would be good. So then they can come underneath there. And because I get it, you want to create the backyard. And
right, but they can do the shower under this inside.
Where are you going to put the shower?
Right under here, right?
Yep. Yeah, we can shrink the shower down under the steps a little more so we at least have 3 feet clear between the walkway and after.
So either way, we'll have an access from the side, the right side property line to the back.
Okay.
Usually we like to have more than 3 feet because a lot of times you build stuff in and then you shrink, 3 feet gets shrunk down.
The building itself is 3 feet.
It's 3 feet, oh.
We're not gaining any more.
No, we can't get any more. All right.
You lift that move one side or the other, you've still got 3 feet on one or less than the other.
I mean, we'll try to do 4 feet if we could, so but minimum would be 3 feet, but right. Could be more if we can.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Now, are you completed this time?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Are there any other questions of board members of the our staff or the applicant?
Explain again about
the landscaping. We are supposed to have On the right side of the house, they're proposing this area, we're going to have a small planter on the right side. In this area, showing on the architecture.
Oh, so you have a, okay, planter.
Plant on the side, and then on the left side, we're going to have some more trees in the back. Or shrubs, I'm sorry. Now, they have to eliminate some of the concrete, they will, because this concrete is going to get damaged anyway during construction.
Just be careful on that right-hand side. You don't have a lot of access space, just like we were talking about.
Right.
You plant shrubs in there or a planter, you only have 3.3 feet there.
I mean, the architectural plan shows about 3 feet from the back of the, from the front of the garage. 3 feet out is concrete, then the planter will be along the front. So the planter could be probably like 10 foot long.
Okay. On the left side?
On the right side.
Okay.
So you can walk around.
I got you.
In the drive.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Rami.
Is there anything going to be landscaped in the very back where the garage was?
Grass, and they're going to add probably some landscaping as they go, yeah.
So this is grass.
This area, if you look at the proposed grass.
Okay.
You've got about 13 feet back of the property will be all landscaped. Grass and probably flowers and some ornamental shrubs.
Okay, thank you.
In conclusion, do you have anything further to add?
No, sir.
Are you complete?
No, sir.
Are you complete?
I'm complete.
Yeah, okay. Again, at this time, if there are no questions of our professionals, I would like to have Mr. Maddow frame a resolution in the affirmative.
Will do, and I left Roger's report on my printer, but I can fold it. I have it. I got it on my phone. Thank you. All right, so you make a motion for C variance relief for the following variances. It's a front yard setback to the house of 11.8 feet, where 12 feet is required. Front yard setback to the deck and the porch of 2.7 feet, or 7 feet is required. Side yard setback to the house on the right side of 3.3 feet, where 4 feet is required. To the steps on the right side of 0.6 feet, where 4 feet is required. To the steps on the left side of 3.2 feet, where 4 feet is required. Front yard landscaping, they're at 1.3% proposed, or 5% is required. They're going to comply with the shrub total, but they'll will grant relief that they're not going to be able to get 10 in the front. So they'll get 19 on the property, but not 10 in the front. And then the curb cut variance they've eliminated, and the distance from the intersecting curb line to the parking space, they're at about 29 feet and 30 feet required. There's going to be a waiver from the landscaping plans. The conditions, I'll note anything in Mr. Marcarna's report, any representations made by the applicant, and then I'll also note that they'll relocate the shower so that there'll be sufficient access on the right side of the property.
Okay. They have a motion and a second.
I'll make the motion. Second.
And we'll have a roll call vote. And state your reasons, please.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. It's many of the variances are very de minimis, and those that they're asking for, they've tried to work with complying with as best they can with the existing situation. This is a FEMA compliance, so they're seeking to make the city in a little better situation as far as the insurance ratings and sell and go, and the home is basically complying with all of the things that are in the master plan. So with that, I vote in favor.
Commissioner Landgraf?
I also support the application. I think we certainly like the fact you're saving this home. We don't like to tear them down as often as some other towns do. We like to keep some of our older homes. I have the same house, and I am not showing my wife the dormer because that's what she wants. Not happening. We have two people. We don't need this space. I thank you for working with the access around. We do try and keep that access. I think if Tom Halpin was here, he would have appreciated that. He's one of our firemen. So with that, I think it's a good plan. It gets four parking spaces off the street. I think that's very helpful. I vote yes.
Roman Zabihach?
I also vote yes for the application. I appreciate the fact that this is going to add to FEMA compliance for the city. I like that the applicant has made some concessions to improve and eliminate variances, so the answer is yes.
Lorraine Solana?
All in favor of it, understanding that there was many limitations as to what they could do with their setbacks and everything. I think they worked it as well as they could, and the fact that it's now be FEMA compliant is a big factor. So I think it's a very good plan.
Mike Wiesen?
I vote in favor, just to get it flood compliant and all the concessions they made. There's so many positives on the paper.
Peter Taco?
He had a conflict.
Oh, he was recused, I'm sorry. Dan Smith?
I'm also going to vote in favor of the plan. I think it's for what they had to work with and what they've come up with. It's great for the city for all the reasons stated. The parking is a major plus. And good luck with the project.
Greer Glasgow?
I also vote in favor. I think it's a great project. They're not asking for that much. I'm glad they're realizing the old part of the house is not going to end up in a landfill.
You are complete.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good luck on the project, and
thank you
for staying with us and so on. Okay. Next application is that of Joel and Tony Fort.
Yeah.
Come do with me. I'm on this. Eric,
yes.
You're going to go straight through.
Sorry?
You're going to go straight through. No preamble.
Okay, fine. Eric Goldstein on behalf of the applicants. Mr. and Mrs. Port are here with their builder, Mr. Marino. And for purposes of testifying, I think Mr. Port and Mr. Marino are going to get sworn in, please.
Okay. Have the appropriate people sworn in.
Gentlemen, come on up.
Just state your name and address, and I'll swear you in.
Michael Marino, 6005 Ventnor Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey.
And Mr. Port?
Joel Port, 6801 Atlantic Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey.
And can you please raise your right hand? Do you each swear affirm the testimony you'll give tonight will be the truth?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, as you're probably all aware, this matter was before the board back in late 2020. At that point, the applicants were coming in for a fairly extensive renovation project. They were represented at the time by Harry Harper as the architect and Mark Stein as the lawyer. And Mr. McLennan sent around his report from that hearing today, which specifically calls for a eve variance, which was not obtained by the applicants. But you wouldn't know it to see the construction, because the construction has an eve built that's not allowed in the prior approvals. So we're here to hopefully fix a problem that once the construction began, Mr. Marino and his expertise as a contractor determined that if the house were built, and if the house is built per Mr. Harper's plans, that design is a worse design for the safety of the ports than what's being built now. So obviously, I'm sure most of you are saying, it sounds like what happened was the applicants applied for something, got denied, built it anyway, got caught, and are now coming in to say, whoops, this is a terrible mistake. Please don't make us build the house that was originally approved, which is exactly what we're here for. So this is a renovation project, and as you're going to hear testimony from Mr. Port and Mr. Marino, once Mr. Marino started to do the work, it turned out that what was being done internally would cause the house to be less safe for the ports if it was built per plan versus what Mr. Marino has proposed now. But he's building something, admittedly, which requires a variance that was not obtained. And again, it was applied for. So it's not as if this was overlooked. It was applied for, not obtained, but ultimately, once they started the project and started digging in, it required some specific fixes, which, Mr. Marino, I'm going to ask you to come up.
And...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Real quick, it's also a half-story variance, and it's not that it wasn't obtained, the plans were revised to comply with the ordinance.
I'm sorry, and you're correct, Mr. Clark. From the plans that were submitted, they were compliant plans in that regard.
Right.
And what was built was a variance, hopefully.
We have a copy of the old resolution.
Where are the plans?
The plans you have in front of you are the same.
She's got a plan.
So those are the plans that were approved by the board. They're different from what's being built now. What's being built now is that plan.
There's stuff marked up on here that says, as-built roof height, approved roof height. So these are marked up to show what the differences are.
I'm sorry, the plans are the same, the mark, that's correct, right? The plans are the same, but the markings on it are the only modification. And one of the things I talked to Mr. McLaren about, which is a little bit of a sensitive topic, Mr. Harper's not here, and we are not in any way saying that his plans were insufficient, but what ultimately was approved, perhaps in the field, was not as indicative of the correct way to build the house as Mr. Harper had designed.
And I have to get a grasp on this. I believe that you can't, only the architect can modify his plans, or another architect or engineer can modify his plans.
That's correct.
So the writing that's on there is not valid.
No, that's, and I think Mr. Marino can explain that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
All right, Michael. Obviously, the board has questions, because what's being built is not being built with permits. Boards are aware of that, you're aware of that, I'm aware of that, the city's aware of that. Explain how we went from a certain approval in 2020 to what's being built now, which does not match what we had approved previously.
The short version is, when Harry and I originally looked at this house, we went up into the attic, and it appeared that as though there were 2x12 joists running east to west that would support load. That's what is shown on the original plans that were approved by the board. When we went in and opened it up, there were no 2x12s up there. There were 2x6s that ran north to south, which have no load-bearing capability at all. And on top of that, there was another 2x6 that ran east to west. When we pulled everything apart and we started laying out, the variations that Harry had drawn would have made that the load-bearing exterior walls would have been sitting on top of a piece of 3/4-inch plywood that had no support underneath it to bear load. All I did is, on the exterior only of the building, I put the exterior walls on top of the existing exterior walls so that they could bear load. The interior is modified so that it is exactly what the boards has, what the board approved on the original application. We knocked down the third floor to 75% of what the second floor is. If you go in there and look, everything is 2x4'd up so that that space is dead. It is not usable. I made that determination myself when we were there because I truly thought that the board's concern was to not have 100% of the available space on the second floor, on the third floor. When I looked at what had to be done and the safest, most proper way to build the house, that's what we did. I did not go back to Harry Harper and ask for drawings or a change when I did it, because it was something that needed to be done there on site. After it was done, I called for inspection, and when Jimmy Goss came out, we did pass framing inspection, and Jim Agnestino called me and said, this is not what the board showed. I explained everything to Jim. I took pictures. I brought everything in. He said I needed to get Harry to redraw. Harry redrew everything, and we stopped everything per Jimmy's request. He did not put a stop work order. He just said, don't go any further on the exterior. Don't put windows. Don't put siding until the board makes a decision. And that's what we did. We held everything back on the exterior until the board decides what you're going to allow us to do. It should also be noted that just because of the lumber that we had to use, it actually was a premium to get 2x12s, the length that we had to get them, to comply with the roof plan that I put up. It would have been cheaper for me to actually build what Harry drew, but it would not have been a safe, stable house.
Now, Mr. Marino, raise a lot of issues here. So first, if you, in your professional capacity of a builder, as a builder, and I'd like you to explain to the board your background as a builder before we get there, what would have happened had you built the plans as designed by Mr. Harper and approved by the board?
We would have had a load-bearing, we would have had four load-bearing walls sitting in a space between two 2x12s that are not capable of bearing load. And that load, those walls would have sat on the 3/4-inch plywood floor. They would not have been supported.
How long have you been a builder, total from the start of your apprenticeship?
It's about 40 years.
And in your experience as a builder for 40 years, are there situations where an approved architectural plan is perhaps less effective in the field than it is on paper?
Absolutely. When you're doing a renovation, when it's a new project, there's no issue. You can follow the architect's drawing. When you're doing a renovation and you're trying to follow what someone before you did, it's always a crapshoot. And you go as close as you can. You just make sure that it is safe.
So curiously, when this issue first popped up, and I'm sure the board will have the same question, something similar, why don't you just come into the board or come back to City Hall and say, we have a problem. We got these plans. They're not really buildable in the field. What should we do?
I didn't know that I should do that. This is the first time that I've run into a situation like that. And again, I thought the board's main concern was the interior space. And I thought that I was compliant. It wasn't like I could try to hide something. It's a building, it's out there, everybody sees it. It has to be inspected.
Can you realize that we're talking about a basically 5-foot variance with regard to the E. Allowable would be 2 feet. I believe this requirement of 4 points out. We're at 7 feet. So it's a fairly substantial variance to do what you're attempting to do.
Sort of, yes. Mm-hmm.
And in the event that you're not able to do what you're attempting to do, what are the ramifications and how does that get, what's the fix if the board says no to it?
The only fix is going to be literally to rip the third floor off, change the way the 2x12s go on the second floor ceiling to allow them to run east and west so that they'll bear load once we put pulled in walls on the outside.
And you indicated that the amount of actual usable space has been limited by what you say is making that space dead. Explain how you did.
We put 2x4s up exactly as shown in the drawing where the exterior wall would have been on the inside. So we blocked off all of the inside.
So you put collar ties in that area, right?
Of course, we put collar ties all over. But I'm saying the exterior walls, we came in 2 feet, just like is shown on the drawing, and we built interior walls 2 feet in to absorb that space, so we don't have that same space on the third floor as we do on the second floor.
So was the architect consulted when you discovered, when you opened up the floor, that this was a problem?
Yes. Yes, I did call Harry and I told him what I did. He said, oh, that's a problem. The board did not approve that. And I said to him, Harry, I couldn't leave the house torn apart. I had to make a decision right there and then, and I did. I didn't do anything that I thought was, you know, in any way wrong.
So you called Harry after you did
it? After I did it, that's correct.
Why didn't you call him when you were opening it up?
I did make a call to him. He was busy. And to be very honest with you, by the time he called me back, we had it closed up.
Well, how many days was that?
Two.
Well, why couldn't you wait?
Because we had the whole house opened. There was nothing there holding the house together.
I don't understand your comment.
When we tore the roof off, we also tore off all of the two-by-sixes that were holding the second-floor walls up at the top together. I'm sorry?
That's what blue tarps are for.
I didn't hear you.
The blue tarps are for. Blue tarps.
Oh, yeah, but a blue tarp is not going to hold the top of the wall in.
No.
The wall is here.
I got a problem with the way this sequence is how this occurred. I've been building for over 45 years, and I know that if this situation comes out, you deal with an architect. He changes the change. You don't change it. And it's his plan.
I absolutely agree.
Unless it's an engineer that's going to work for you other than that plan, that's the plan. That he can touch that plan, but that's it. You can't touch it.
I agree. I made a mistake there by not just doing something temporary to hold the house together and then reapproaching him. That's completely my fault. Again, I didn't think that I was doing anything that was wrong. I thought that I was doing the right thing.
So
I find it really almost shocking that you say you've been in construction for 40 years, that you just went and changed what was the plan. It strikes me as being rather arrogant on your part, that you would just take it upon yourself to do that without getting the architect involved.
Please forgive me, it was not meant that way.
Well.
And Mr. Lotta, your point's well taken. If I'm where you're sitting, it sounds fishy. Everything that the applicants really wanted wasn't obtained. Right. They did get it, or they're trying to get it now.
No, they're not.
No.
They don't have it.
It strikes me as you saw that it wasn't what you thought it was when you started the work there. Instead of stopping, you proceeded. And
well,
that's where the problem began.
Karen's correct that, it wasn't as if this were weeks on end. It was a couple of days. But, from what Mr. Moreno has testified to what we discussed earlier, this was, the problem was real. So when we talk about forgetting for just a second what he did, I think the bigger issue is what he discovered. Once they start looking into the house, and it looks much less stable than they thought, the best thing to have done would have been to come back here and go to Mr. Agostino and say, we've got a problem. Instead of doing so, he took it upon himself to make the change. But it's not as if the issue that he saw that caused the change wasn't real. Mr. Agostino came out, the city came out to
accept that,
and they said, this is a significant problem. But he certainly was wrong by taking it upon himself to fix that problem, as opposed to coming back in and saying, we have an issue. What do you suggest we do? In Mr. Marino's defense, it was done out of the, what I would call good faith exception to fix something before it got worse. What would have happened in that short time period? Probably nothing. If a tarp was put on and Kansas City Hall said that we need to fix this, he'd probably be here, but on a much better case for being able to explain it better. It doesn't sound good. It smells a little bit that we got here in a certain way, but the good faith on Mr. Moreno's part, I think, is exhibited by the fact that when Mr. Agostino said stop, he stopped. When the city said you have a problem, he acknowledged the problem. And, we all know there are developers, builders who will.
But I think the board has to look at it. Is this something we would have approved on the initial application?
Right.
And, that's our job.
Right, and I think that's a good analysis that, putting aside how we got here, if we had come here on day one, according to this nonsense, and said, we want to get back to work, we're going to come into the barracks, what would you have done? And keep in mind, I know there's a snapshot in time, but when this was first approved, it was, not the rabbit now, but we were really in the frozen COVID back in May 20. There was a lot more going on. The courts just really wanted to get into the house. They wanted to make this renovation project work. It's easy to look back in 2020 hindsight and say this should have happened. But under the analysis that you just referenced, what would have happened had we come here, had hand and said, we've got a problem, the architectural plans admittedly aren't the greatest, but we have a fix, and here's the fix.
But wouldn't you have gone to the architect and say, isn't there a fix for this, now that we know this? The architect seemed to be excluded from the whole second phase.
Couldn't you have beefed up the second, the top of the second floor with something to fix that, to carry that load?
There's nothing there that would carry load going in the direction that I needed it to be in.
Because you did ask for these eaves to come out here before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was denied.
They resubmitted and got rid of that variance.
Okay. So we, the board never really analyzed.
We
it.
Never.
It was a by right submission to the land grant, so it wouldn't have been something that came back before. At that point, that one issue wouldn't have been.
I was not here for the application.
Walter didn't carry anything because he's got bearing walls here.
But it's not a question.
The second floor.
That this is problems. It's just a matter of what's the right fix.
I would have been a lot more comfortable tonight if Harry was here.
I think the problem with that, especially with Mr. Harper, is I don't think an architect is going to readily say that I made an error, and that error would have been...
Well, he made an error in an assumption that the rafters or joists, whatever, went the wrong way. I get that. Everybody makes mistakes. I get it. But what I would say is that he can come in here and say, this is the only fix. These were his plans. He can go into the building and say, yeah, there's no other way to fix that. I guess I'm more comfortable with hearing that from the architect who designed the building, or a structural engineer, or something like that. I mean, Mr. Marino, I get what you were trying to do, fix the situation, trying to get it done quickly, I understand that. But...
I think Harry's solution is actually on the corrected drawings that you have, which is put the outside walls above the existing outside walls.
Right.
And pull the interior walls
in.
In
the resolution about that. That's why I'm puzzled. They talked about doing that resolution. That's why some of the relief was granted.
Yeah.
Wait, you testified that you reduced it. Is this indicative of what's there, this proposed third floor plan?
I understand.
Yeah.
It's outside walls.
Is this what's actually built?
The outside floor had walls.
Right.
Wait, where are we here?
So this is the front of the building, third floor.
This shows the outside, the overall over here, but there's...
So what you've done is you've just
right. I think that's
reduced the... I mean, this stair was always here?
No, we put that there.
But it was stacked over the stair below?
No. There is currently...
A straight up.
There's a straight up stair that comes up from the second, that comes up from the first to the second, and then this is the stair from the second to the third.
Well, was there a dormer or something over this stairway before?
Originally, no.
But that's where he drew it?
That's where he drew it. There was a bedroom here that we took away.
Yes, this was one, two, and then this.
So all you've done is really just mocked up these walls inside and tunnels to the windows so that you reduce the interior space.
Yeah, there is no windows shown on any of the drawings in the area where the interior space is supposed to be reduced. So there was no need to even tunnel in. The only windows are where it was originally drawn.
Pardon me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Do we have an easel? If you're showing the print to one member of the board, you have to show it to all the members of the board. Yeah, this discussion has to be for the benefit of all the members.
Sorry, I don't have one.
Well, then we have to hold the plan up and show it. But the explanation should be to all the members of the board.
So, Mr. Marino, I think what Mr. Chairman is saying is, rather than just explain to Mr. Taco, obviously he knows the structure, would it be possible to show them on a plan?
I want to have the original, and this is the new one.
You got my plan.
You got my third floor.
This is all I got.
This is the revised one.
You are.
21.
I didn't see any of that. Yes, I do remember these dormers and stuff.
So, Mr. Chairman, the thing I'd like to do is establish what we believe to be...
All right, board members, let's go into... Does everybody have it? Be quiet here. We'll have a person talking. We'll get to all the details in a few minutes.
What I'd like to do is have Mr. Marino explain the plan, but not in light of fixing the error, but more in the light of... Well, similar to what Ms. Alata said, as if we were asking for this variance to get granted, had none of this ever occurred. And I think he can explain why this is necessary based upon a positive and negative criteria, which, as a builder in the field and as he's working on the house, he can state why the plan, ultimately that was the fix he put in, works better than what was submitted by Mr. Harper. So, Mr. Marino, to understand that, we want you to testify to the plan as if we were asking for the variance and why this is a better alternative than what Mr. Harper designed. But please use the microphone.
Can everyone see? Okay. This is the third floor as it was built. We put the load-bearing walls on top of the existing load-bearing walls on top, you know, above the second floor. In here, we built walls to absorb this space as is shown on the original approved drawing. We sucked this space in. The load-bearing wall is here and here and here. The existing joists run in this direction. We would need them to run this way in order for them to take, in order for them to bear load. I can pick up load from the center wall that's over on the first floor and travels up to the second floor. I can't pick it up on these joists. They're just partitioned. This is a partition wall. The only thing that the rafters and stuff were doing before was supporting sheetrock. So there was no, you know, there was no need for a heavy-duty joist or anything like that.
I don't understand this whole thing. We made the changes. I mean, you could have peeled the roof off the building. You could have put a new roof on, turned the roof 90 degrees, and it would have been all in sync, and the joists would have been running in the same directions, and so on down the line.
The roof might be, but the walls that support the roof would have been between joists that are not capable of bearing load.
Well, you put the new ones in before you put the roof on.
The joists that would have to bear the load were not joists that we changed. The joists that would have to bear the load are the second floor joists.
Floor joists or ceiling joists?
Ceiling joists. I'm sorry.
So you put sisters next to the ceiling joists, and you run new ones in. When you pull the roof off, you put a new you put new joists in next to the ones that are there. Change the roof to what's needed, and the thing's done.
Where do I bear load on the ones I sistered?
Well, you ran them full length to the load point.
There is no load-bearing wall that I could run them to.
There's an outside wall, right?
And that is here and here. These are the two load-bearing walls in this house. The third one is in the center here.
So you tell me all the four walls of the outside second floor are not load-bearing?
They are load-bearing, the exterior walls.
Right.
Right. The joists run parallel to the Atlantic City and Margate walls.
So use TJIs.
Where's the center bearing point?
Right here.
This is nuts.
You're saying the joists run front to back.
Correct. Atlantic to Ventnor Avenues, and we need them to run way.
You said that the bearing load runs front to back also, the bearing wall?
Bearing, and then there's a bearing wall that runs in the center here on the first floor and on the second floor. If we were going to pick load up, we would have to go from that bearing wall to this bearing wall and then set this load-bearing wall exterior on top of the new joists, the existing joists, that came this way.
You should have stopped.
I think we're chasing our tail here. I think we're chasing our tail here.
I understand what he's saying with the issues, but it should have stopped and come in before you built these things out. This to me, and Eric, you said it just looks like I'm getting it no matter what. I'm getting the roof line I want no matter what. And that's
but I think, Mr. Lambert, probably not.
And I would like Mr. Port to testify in just a second. Is the solution, if this isn't obtained, creates, as far as we can tell,
a less safe endgame, a structure that's problematic for the homeowners, and I don't think the mistake or intent of the builder really should be the reason the homeowners have to live in a house that potentially doesn't work.
Let me ask a question. Why is Mr. Harper here?
We don't really have a good answer for that.
I need somebody besides the builder who took it upon himself to change the plans to stand here and tell me that that's the only way to do it. That's the only way I'm going to vote on this application. I'm sorry.
Understood.
I understand your point of view, Eric. I understand your point of view, Mr. Reno. And the courts, I feel bad for you guys. He thought he was doing the right thing, but put yourself in our shoes. We're sitting up here as people looking at a plan that I wasn't here for that hearing. That's why I wanted the resolution. It was discussed, it was denied, and now we got that plan in front of us showing exactly what was proposed. So that's problematic for us because I don't want to go in that direction. So if I had an architect here or an engineer, structural engineer in here telling me that this is the only way to fix this, because we're all lay people. Jay and Peter are builders. You know, Greer's built, you know, stuff, but we don't walk on that.
Boats?
None of the boats back yet.
So I'm just saying, if we have somebody here that has a structural background, a license, or an architecture background, that license, that way they can show us a plan as to how this has to be done this way.
What I'd like to do, Mr. Langer, is okay. Mr. Port's here. I'd like to put out some testimony by Mr.
Sure.
Port.
Go ahead.
Depending on what the board would like, we would ask potentially to press pause, make sure we come back with the right personnel to satisfy the board. If that means we have to take a recess and go to the next meeting, if we want to get the stuff correct.
I think that would go a long way for me to have somebody.
It would go for me too. I mean, because I
can say, look, this is, he did what he had to do to fix this. And this is, even say they knew that these joists ran the other way, then we could have heard that testimony from Harry at the first meeting that said, look, we can't do this any other way. Has to be done that way. The joists run in the wrong direction.
And I wasn't forgetting that as I said before.
Understood.
How we ended up where we wound up. And the board's going to talk about that in just a second. But I think regardless of the board's position as to what happened, I think Mr. Port can explain really well the impact that this is having on his
state. How are you?
You've heard obviously the board's question. It's your house. I'm not a builder. If you're not a builder, explain to the board how we got here and what we're attempting to do. And more importantly, how it's really affected you and your family. Starting the process. Knowing now what we're going to have to ask a professional to explain the fix, as the board said, because hearing it from
he's got to conceal the fix.
The problem isn't easy.
Well, it's a little hard for where to start. But, you know, we intentionally delayed this project from last spring because lumber was hard to get and the work, trying to get workers, if you remember what it was like a year ago, was extremely difficult. So we just said, look, let's just wait till the fall. You know, we're enjoying our summers here. I work virtually, so we're trying to spend 5 to 6 months here. We haven't spent any time here. Today was, my wife and I walked on the boardwalk for an hour. That's the only time we've been here because the house is unusable. And I'm a layperson too, but I also remember we had some tremendous storms. I would not want blue tarp on my roof. I'm sorry, I'm not a builder. But to think that blue tarp is going to cover some of the storms we had this winter and not wipe away, we've already had water damage inside, okay, just from the storms. And it was covered and there was a roof. I wish Harry was here too, but believe it or not, it took us 5 months to get plans from Harry. He lost his staff, he had delays, and we're just sitting back and we're just seeing this is going to be, right now, I have no expectation I'm going to be here this summer. And that may be okay, you know, and I want a safe house. The number one thing, when Michael said he needed to stop building, I understood it. I don't understand why it took Harry months to get us revised plans, which you have in front of you today. So I don't mind if Harry comes back. I prefer to have a different architect at this point, if somebody wants to recommend one. I want to just get through this. We want to be here. We're not going to be here.
Bring who can give us the information we need. We need somebody that can tell us.
Well, it's probably likely, Mr. Landgraf, that, you know, the architects don't like to testify on other architects' plans, and even an engineer doesn't like to go, this is small. No one said, you know, I just paid, those plans are bad, and I want to come in and, you know, dime somebody out for not doing a great job. Ideally, we'll get somebody back here. Hopefully, it'll be Mr. Harper, who can say, you know, I might not have done everything correctly, although...
I don't know that we need him to say that.
Well, maybe that's...
Circumstances changed. They made an assumption of which way that the Joyces ran, and they didn't run that way. So there needed to be a change. He made probably the best way he knew how to fix it. I don't mean to take over, Jay. I apologize.
Please, go ahead. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job.
Get some closure to this. I want you and your house, I want you to enjoy the summer. I want a safe property for you and your family to be in, but I also want our board to be comfortable that we can make a decision that's based on a structural engineer and architect that says this is the way to do it. And yes, you didn't get that approval the first time, but when they found these conditions, they had to do this. If I can get a licensed professional to tell me that, I'm a lot more comfortable supporting this application.
No, I appreciate that, but I thought the plans you have in front of you were the revised plans from Harry, because it took months for us to get here.
So did Harry make those notes?
Yeah. These are right.
Yeah.
The plan that Mike had with these notes, these were made by Harry?
Yes. Okay. They're not drawn on me. Drawn on by the architect. So his fix is noted. Him being here, he would probably just testify that, yes, those are my notes. So he has at least looked at everything, as the court said. It's been difficult to get stuff, which, you know, we all deal with work shortages, whatever. But what you have in front of you is the plan that he would testify to. There's nothing else out there.
Is it all helpful to the board? Harry came to the job after everything was done, before those plans were made, and took his own measurements and saw everything. Nothing from there is from me. That's all from Harry. He was actually on the job and saw everything.
And that's what I need to hear.
I understand. And I'm sorry that we didn't know to bring him, but I'll make sure that he comes next time if that's what you want.
When I hear what you were saying, when I look at these drawings, everything is, you know, all up and down. You made the point that you had to move it out. That's not on here.
Yeah, where's
so
the
I
plan
don't understand
that was submitted?
What was being built, if
can
this
I,
shows that the
I
walls are again? All the way up to the roof, how did it get changed?
What was proposed was this. This was supposed to be the load-bearing walls. This was supposed to be the outside. This wall and this wall on both sides was not supposed to exist. This was supposed to be the wall.
And it was supposed to be 4 foot high.
Right.
Well, that's not what I see when I look at these drawings.
Right. This is the change that I had to make. I had to build the exterior walls as you see here. This is an interior wall that we built just to make sure that we absorbed that 25% of the space.
So you're saying we intentionally approved a plan that had the line further in?
Correct.
So you would have it jog in and not have it.
This is your plan.
It looks
this
exactly
is,
like it was initially proposed and approved inside.
This is your
inside.
Plan.
Everybody hold
here.
We're getting
this is
everybody stop.
This is Harry's.
Stop. We're going to this over and over and over again. Lance thought about what was a viable situation for the board. I think it was a good proposal, and I don't want to waste the board's time anymore about in this until we have a factual situation where we can actually make a decision based on facts and based on the appropriate thing. So at this time, I think the discussion should be concluded.
And I agree, Mr. Chairman. One thing I had discussed with Mrs. Port, time, of course, is a bit of a factor. Now, we're here knowingly falling on our sword on an application that needs more work. To the extent the board were to have us back, what would be the soonest date that we could come back in and explain with Mr. Harper what the solution would be?
Jim? I believe, talking to Carmella today, the June 8th date is somewhat open.
Yeah, June 8th.
What the ports had asked, I'm certainly not thrilled about this, but it's up to the board, the possibility of proceeding at their own risk.
No.
Because
we're at the own risk now. Okay. We're already there.
Fine.
I understand.
So then what I would propose, you guys can sit down, is the following. The testimony of the builder is of record. The testimony of Mr. Port is of record. We certainly understand the board's concern as to everything. If we're able to come back a week and a half from now, we will bring a licensed professional to explain the plan and walk through the fix. I think at that point, the board will have all the information possible in front of it, and then he'll say yes or no. I don't think there's any other option we have at this point, then.
And bear in mind, this is the fix that was done here, but there may be other fixes.
There may be others, correct.
Other fixes that are, yeah, that are much more viable. And so that's what designers do.
I'm just a lawyer. I look at all the houses look the same to me. I mean, as far as the insides go, I couldn't tell a joist from a bearing wall from a piece of drywall. But we will come back with someone who can make that testimony stick a little bit because, you know, we only go on what our clients and what the people that come to the meetings tell us. I think this is a good solution. We've looked at the plans a lot. We can't come up with anything else, but maybe if Mr. Harper's here, he can explain better. So with the board's permission, we would just ask to have to come back. Please let us come back without having to re-notice, re-advertise, and just put on more testimony. No one from the public is here. It looks like, you know, they all were noticed, and they did get advertisement. I sent a copy to Ms. Mafar. Mr. Pekanowski probably has that in his package. So it's not ideal, but this might be the best possible scenario because when we're back, we'll have more info to let the board make a decision. Look, we want you to be comfortable with your decisions. We don't want to force this. I have a feeling if we forced a vote, how it would go. So we're not going to do that tonight.
All right. Okay. So we'll continue to June 8th, 6:30 p.m. The applicant will not be required to republish or renotice. And
I'll get in touch with Ms. Malfara, the planning office, as well, and just explain who will be showing up on that night with us, and we'll continue then.
Can I ask a question before?
Yes.
So if Mr. Harper does not come and you have someone else to explain these plans, are these the plans that we're going to accept?
Well, don't we have to be changed?
He's going to have to make the changes, too.
So that'll delay it even more.
Well, not necessarily. If Mr. Harper can, and it's going to be Mr. Harper. We're going to make sure he shows up. He's going to testify to his plans as to what the plans say and what the fix is.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you can get anybody to explain something, because he did.
Right.
He did it perfect. You know, but if you want a licensed professional to explain it, the guy that did it should be doing it.
And I think also that carries a little bit more weight that you've got the licensed professional, mm-hmm, which, you know, in New Jersey that means a lot versus just me, the builder, the property owner. So we'll make sure that everything comes in at the testimony level very clearly. We're not going to submit new plans. I don't think we need to based on what you have in front of you. So don't throw them away. We'll need them again.
Now, any changes to the plan have to be sealed.
And we'll talk to Mr. Harper.
You know that.
Yeah.
So that's the case. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your indulgence. We know this isn't the greatest way that a case goes in, but trying to make the best of a bad situation. And I think in the end, it'll be the right result. It's just a little bit of a circuitous way to get there. That's all.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your work.
Thank you for your courtesy.
Yes.
You don't like it when it doesn't like it.
Okay. All right. At this time, is there any other business before the board? Members? Any other business before the board?
Just one thing.
Okay.
June 8th, I'm trying to juggle stuff around. I might have to have someone cover for me, but I'll make sure they're prepped. It's something pending from, like, way before COVID out in...
You'll prep them for this.
What's that?
You'll prep them for that.
Yeah. I know. That's what I was hoping when I...
Don't tell them about it.
I know.
Sit here.
Oh, no, it's really not.
not really a legal thing necessarily, it's just a matter, but hopefully, I'm still trying to shuffle some things around, but I'll keep you posted.
If there's no other business, make a motion and a second for adjournment, please.
Sure, you want?
We're all adjourned. Thank you for the night.
Did you make any progress in my daughter's house?